This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh, six to go. We're done. We're almost done. Dinner is closer to you than this thing here. And subhanAllah, ikhwah, something about the dunya. Wallahi. Mut'atuha bunyat ala al-hirman. The enjoyment in the dunya is really based on you depriving yourself. You see, you're sitting like this and hungry. Hungry. Can you imagine how the food is going to taste? Oh. And the more hungry you become, the tastier it will be. I'm telling you, just hang in there. So we're number what? Yeah? Number four? المعلوم من الدين بالضرورة يتغير من مكان إلى مكان زمان إلى زمان شخص إلى شخص. What is known from the religion, because people use this, this is one of the most common things that they use to label people to be kuffar. لا. What is known from the religion by necessity changes from person to another, time to time, place to place. We got that? طيب. Number five. Halfway. That's halfway. Rulings. Al-as. And this is a very important rule. One of the most important rule. Al-as. Al-hukm bil-zahir. By default, you judge people based on what you see. You don't judge them based on what they have with. It's not your business. In front of you, he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Muslim ghasbin anhu. He's a Muslim whether you like it or not. Based on the rule. And I will furnish the evidence. Multiple, actually. It's a very wealth of evidence. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hadith fil Bukhari, Man salla salatana. Whoever observes the five daily prayers. وَاسْتَقْبَلَ قِبْلَتَنَا And he faces the Qibla. وَأَكَلَ ذَبِيحَتَنَا And he eats our meat. فَهُوَ الْمُسْلِمُ He is the Muslim. لَهُ مَا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَلَيْهِ مَا عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ To him, due to him, his rights as a Muslim, and upon him, تقول له السلام عليكم. ولو قال لك السلام عليكم يقول وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله ما تقولش وعليكم مسلم والحديث يا إخوة يعني ذو الخويصرة يعني التميمي هذا جد الخوارج he's the grandfather of الخوارج سبحان الله يعني الخوارج يا إخوة is a sect. This man was the seed of it during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani imagine, we know that after Fath Mecca, after the conquest of Mecca, the kuffar who used to live in Mecca and never migrated and accepted Islam, a lot of them became Muslims. All of them became Muslims. So they became Muslims, but they never been learned. They never been taught the deen. So they are newly reverted to Islam, reverts to Islam. And some of them were the leaders. Right after Fatih Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for you to understand mawrid al-hadith, yani the circumstances of the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them and he attacked al-Ta'if, yani another battle, Hunayn. From the spoils of war, he given them the majority. Yani he given them an order A to make them like Islam. MashaAllah, the Islam the hilm. MashaAllah, Islam is good. Islamu kaman flus. Yani Islamu. Maha, some people are like this, ikhwa. SubhanAllah, some people become Muslims because of this. And by the way, this is nothing wrong with that. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala label one of the places of zakatul mal wal mu'allafati qulubuhum? The people who are at the verge of what? Yani if you know somebody who's a Christian and he likes money, give him sadaqah. Give him zakah even. But provided that you know that he's at the verge of accepting Islam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
giving them the majority of the spoils of the war.
فذو الخويصرة التميمي هذا, he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, اعدل. Imagine, he's addressing the messenger of Allah in this manner. اعدل فإنك لم تعدل. Be fair, you're not fair. وفي رواية, تلك قسمة لا ترضي الله. The way that you're distributing the spoils of war is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's standing there? Khalid ibn al-Walid. Not Umar this time. Khalid said, let me take his... فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him and he said, دعه فإنه يصلي. Leave him because he prays. Muslim, بصلي. فخالد said, what? رب مصلي لا يصلي. There are a lot of people who pray, but they don't really pray. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what? إني لم أمر أن أشق عن صدور الناس. I was not commanded to open the chest of people to find out whether they are doing things out of iman or out of hypocrisy. You're getting this, يا إخوة؟ فالأصل الحكم بالظاهر. You rule with the one of the most fascinating things about this subject, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the revelation informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the hypocrites? Who are the hypocrites? Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated them based on what he sees of them. لأن الأصل الحكم بالظاهر. وعندنا حديث أسامة بن زيد يا إخوة, a famous حديث في السنة. We know أسامة is the son of زيد بن حارثة, الحب بن الحب. He went and a man killed a Muslim, so he chased him, and right before he's about to hit him, he said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أسامة looked at him and then he killed him. The matter was reported to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. غضب. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so mad, upset. وما تفعل بلا إله إلا الله يوم القيامة يا أسامة. What are you going to do with لا إله إلا الله يوم القيامة يا أسامة? He said, يا رسول الله. He said, the Messenger of Allah. He said it to protect himself from me. He said, أشققت عن صدره? Did you open his chest? فالأدلة يعني إيه وضع. فthis is number what? 5. Number 6. We're getting into the heavy stuff here. Heavy stuff. Hang in there. What is number 6? الحكم المطلق لا يستلزم الحكم على المعين. This is a very important rule. For you to understand this, there are two types of takfir. This is like a PowerPoint presentation. Type number one is called what? Takfir mutlaq. Unrestricted takfir. Or takfir aam. General takfir. يعني general takfir. Listen. Whoever insults the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a kafir or no? Kafir ولا لا? Salaamu alaykum. Kafir ولا لا? The kafir who been 60 kafir كمان. If somebody insults the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, kafir ولا لا? But this is called what? Takfir what? Mutlaq. Whoever does this is a kafir. Did I point finger? Did I say this one is? But there is a difference. المعين that you point, you say Ahmad ibn Muhammad is what? Because he did this. التكفير المطلق, you can do this. And by the way, this is important. You ask me, الشيعة كفار ولا لا? Of course, we know the ruling of علماء, that their scholars are, because they know the truth, العوام, they need to learn because they don't know. But look at this now. I can answer you in a very interesting way. Brother, whoever curses the Sahaba is a kafir. ليه? Why? لأنه كذب القرآن. He's belying the Quran. The Quran. Allah says, قد رضي الله عن المؤمنين. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. And they are saying they are kuffar. But this is called takfir what? Mutlaq. Aam. But for me to address a Shi'i, لا تعالى. You must establish the evidence against him. And establishing the evidence through fulfilling certain conditions, removing certain obstacles. And this is going to be rule number 9. We're coming to it. We're good? That's all. Number six, right? So what was number six? Did you understand it, Ibrahim? What does it say? The fact that you're ruling general takfir, you're saying whoever does this in a general fashion, does not mean that if a person does it, he is. Because there are certain things that you still have to do in order to label an individual to be a kafir. And this is going to come in point number 9. We're getting that? But of course, ya ikhwa, يعني a lot of the, of course, المرجئة, يقول لك ايه, يعني يا شيخ, don't say كفر وكفار ومش عارف ايه وال وال وال. لا, that's important. Students of knowledge like ourselves, like you, if you're going to do da'wah, you're supposed to do this. Go and do general takfir. Good. Whoever denies, whoever does not say the kafir is a kafir. We have Muslims who say Jews and Christians are not kuffar. There we have Muslims who say this now, especially those interfaith kind of, you know, they go out there and tell the Christians you're going to Jannah, as if Allah given him a contract to be a real estate agent for Jannah, yet distributing Jannah. La, say. شوف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى even when he spoke about this, he said whoever hears from me, from the Jews and the Christians, and he doesn't believe in me, he's what? But when you deal with an individual, Muawiyah, I must follow certain things, which is going to come at point number 9, rule number 9. What do you need to do? We're good? Are we ready? Number 7, we're getting there. Number 7, important. المسلم لا يكفر بارتكاب الكبائر وإن أصر عليها ما لم يستحل الحرام أو يجحد الأمر. If a Muslim commits major sins, like what major sins, يا إخوة? Give me examples. Drinking, usury, mortgage, brothers, riba. A Muslim who is guilty, even if he did Isra, if he insists in it, you cannot call him a kafir because he is doing it, provided what? That he did not halalize it. And ya ikhwa, wallahi, pay attention, this is a very crucial issue. What made the difference between Adam and Satan? Adam disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satan disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bow down to Adam, Satan? No. Adam, don't eat from the tree. Did he eat or not? طيب. Both of them were asked. Satan, how come did you eat? How come did you refuse to bow down? أنا خير منه. It's halal. Shouldn't be doing that. Brother, why are you involved in riba, brother? Sheikh, it's America. يعني أمريكا أنا هغير الدين عشان أمريكا. ها؟ عزيز. Brother, how come you don't pray 5 times? Sheikh, these people 1400 years ago, they had a lot of time. They didn't have Google. This is it. Tab Adam, look at Adam. Ya Adam, alam nanhakuma? Haven't I banned you from eating? What did he say? Rabbana zalamna. Basically, I'm sorry. I'm bad. I made a mistake. It's haram, but Ya Rab, I'm weak, Ya Rab. Ah, be careful.
لأن الكبيرة major sin أحيانا sometimes what can take you out of Islam when you consider it to be halal. Even by the way, a sin that you're insisting on, that you often on. There's also كده, sins like this. You go back forth. But even that, you have to believe it's haram. Not because you're dwelling on it and you cannot live. You know what? I can't leave it. It's halal. لا, it's still haram. Still haram. فالمسلم, a Muslim who's engaged in committing major sins, is not to be labeled a kafir because of the major sin. Why? As long as he still believes it's haram. As long as he did not make halal the haram, he did not do juhud, he did not reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally. طب, what if he does this? We have to go back to point rule number 9. You have to establish the hujjah. You have to establish the evidence against him. And you establish the evidence by doing what? Fulfill certain conditions, remove certain obstacles. So you still have to follow the rule number 9. Rule number 9, by the way, is the most important rule. And we're building up to it. Rule number 10 is going to be the easiest. And it's going to take only 1 minute. And after it comes dinner straight. Inshallah. Number 8. We always, ya ikhwa, hear, la yu'min. He's not a believer. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. So, شوف في حديث اللي هو حديث الجار هذا. Wallahi la yu'min. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath. By Allah, he's not a believer. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. Two. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. من يا رسول الله هو مسجر في الله من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. If your neighbor does not feel secure from your harm, now does this mean that he's a kafir? السلام عليكم. Is he a kafir then? Kafir? لا. Be careful, and this is where you need students of knowledge to understand. Sometimes negation of iman kamalul iman, not aslul iman. Ma huwa iman goes what? Sometimes it reaches what? Its peak, kamal. And sometimes it goes down to what? The bottom, hits the bottom. He has the bottom, al huwa al-Islam. But in nafi, negation here, he is not completely a believer. الخوارج, for example, الخوارج اللي هم كفروا بالكبيرة. الخوارج, they label a Muslim who commits a major sin a kafir. They use hadith ايه؟ شوف, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. When a person commits adultery, حديث البخاري, حديث ابن عباس وابي هريرة. When a person commits adultery while he's committing the act, he's not a believer. They say that, he's kafir. لا, we say he's not a believer, but he's what? ما هو أصل الإيمان? The origin of iman. What is the origin of faith? الإسلام. بس مسلم. هو مسلم. لكن مش مؤمن. When you read the text, don't do like الخوارج. لا. Be careful. You need to understand the text properly. What is meant here? He doesn't have a perfect iman, but he still have the origin of iman. We come to number 9 and before last, and it's the most important, which is now you have a guilty individual in front of you who did an act of disbelief, of kufr, uttered a statement of disbelief, or اعتقد, believed a belief of disbelief. Now you want to rule that he's a kafir. What do you have to do? You have to bring him to you. Assalamu alaikum al-Hajj. You have to establish al-Hujjah, the evidence against him. You have to verify. How do you do this? The scholars, they say, لا بد من استيفاء الشروط وانتفاء الموانع. You must fulfill certain conditions. Certain conditions must be in that person, and you make sure that there are certain obstacles are not these. And subhanAllah, they explain one another. I did it to you, or actually the Shaykh, not me, Astaghfirullah, the author of that little piece. That's why I loved his work. He did it in a very fascinating way. He brought the condition and the obstacle. The condition and the obstacle. So you must make sure that he has this and he does not have this. And they complete one another. Six conditions, six obstacles. Are you ready? This is the lecture, by the way, tonight. All of the above was an introduction. But it's going to be a very short lecture. How? The first condition is the easiest of them, and the second, aql. Can you rule someone who is insane to be a kafir? So the condition is what? Aql. He must be in a state of sanity. Huh? The obstacle would be what? Would be what? What is the opposite of sanity? Insanity. Al-junoon. يبقى الشرط العقل والمنع الايه؟ Insanity. Al-junoon. The evidence. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع القلم عن ثلاث. The pen of taklif, the angel sitting on the left, doesn't write. Those three cases. الصبي حتى يبلغ والنائم حتى يستيقظ والمجنون حتى يعقل. The young boy until he reaches the age of puberty, or the young girl until they reach the age of puberty, the one who is asleep until he wakes up, and here is the point of reference, موضع الشاهد in the hadith, and the insane until he becomes what? Sane. فلا واحد مجنون, a crazy person, you say كافر وتموتوا, you go and execute him, ينفع هذا الكلام؟ ما ينفع. لابد أن يكون إيه؟ العقل. لأن العقل يا إخوة مدار التكليف. So this is what condition number one. Are you guys following me or no? So we're taking up, we're talking about guideline number nine, which is establishing the evidence against a person who committed an act of kufr, uttered a word of kufr, or he believed a belief that leads to kufr, or a belief of kufr. Now before you label him to be a kafir, you must establish the evidence against him. How do you establish the evidence? Fulfill six conditions, make sure that six obstacles do not exist. What is condition number one? What is obstacle number one? Easy. Number two, al-bulugh, reaching the age of puberty. What is the opposite of puberty? Al-tufula, childhood. He's a child. You go to a child and you say that he's a kafir. Huh? The hatta even, by the way, if a child who was born to a Christian family in the Muslim world, look at this ruling, interesting ruling. If he dies, if his parents die, and if he happens to die before the age of puberty, should he be buried in the graves of Muslims or the graves of Christians? Muslims. Well, like Muslims. وفي اختلاف. We know that there is a difference of opinion regarding أطفال الكفار, the children of the disbelievers who die before the age of puberty. You know that there is a difference, there is a debate that they also under the care of Ibrahim, like أطفال المسلمين. There is a debate. The second condition, brothers and sisters in Islam, puberty. I'm not talking about maturity. Assalamu alaikum. There is a difference between maturity and puberty. Sometimes you find a five, how old are you? He looks so mature. Alhamdulillah. Muawiyah. I think you passed that, inshallah. But الشاهد, or the important thing is, what are the signs of reaching the age of puberty, ya ikhwah? What are the signs? The growth of hair under the armpit in the private areas. This is one for both males and females. Wet dreams. That is two. For the girls, the menstruation cycle. And if you don't see any of this, what is the cut? 15 years old, but be careful. 15 years old, lunar or Gregorian? According to the lunar calendar or according to the Gregorian calendar? Huh? Lunar. Mawa, be careful. But go, 15 years according to the birth certificate. Not 15 years according to what? The lunar. And there is a difference, ولا لا, مش في 11 يوم, 11 days every. Can you imagine 11 days times 15 years is what? You're going to end up with multiple months. So you have to be careful. But this is the sign. And the hadith that I just quoted earlier is the evidence for this. اللي هو رفع القلم عن ثلاث الصبي حتى يحتلم. But even though the hadith speaks about the young boy, but حكم المرأة يدخل فيه أيضا إن شاء الله. طيب. Number three. Are you ready? Number three. العلم. He must be knowledgeable of what he's doing. So the condition is what? Knowledge. طيب. The obstacle is what? Ignorance. الجهل. He must be knowledgeable. He cannot be ignorant. Fulfill the fact that he knows what he's doing. And remove the fact that he's ignorant about what he's doing. يا إخوة سبحان الله الأدلة في هذا المقام كثيرة جدا ولكن الحديث الماتع حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه that a man from Bani Israel right before his death he called upon his children. قال يا بني he said my children what kind of a father was I to you? Didn't I take a good care of you? They said, Ya Abana, you're wonderful. In another wording, by the way, of this hadith, he said what? If you guys don't execute what I'm about to tell you, no inheritance. So they said, we'll execute. He said to them, إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ When I die, إِحْرِقُونِ Burn my body. ثُمَّ اسْحَقُونِ Turn me into ashes. Break my bones. شوف. ثم انتظروا يوما عاصف. Then wait for a windy day. And take half of my ashes. Throw it in the sea. And the other half in the land, in earth. Distribute my ashes. Look. Look what he said. فإنه إن قدر الله علي. If Allah is able to bring me back, لا يعذبني عذابا لا يعذبه أحدا من العالم. He's going to punish me a punishment that no other person is going to be experiencing. في رواية أحمد يا إخوة في مسلم الإمام أحمد this hadith this man you know what he used to do? كان يعمل نباشا للقبور. He used to follow the janazah, but not for the reward. Then he would sit behind after everybody leaves. Then he digs the grave and steals the shroud. And he goes and sells it. So he used to steal the dead from the dead, yeah. Not Wells Fargo and the bank or the حاجة that راح للأموات يسرقهم. He felt يعني guilty. Allah subhanahu and that hadith by the way answers the question a lot of the brothers who doubt عذاب القبر يقول لك يا شيخ تبي تقول you tell us عذاب القبر the people who get burned in the air and the people who get eaten by a fish in the sea أنتوا يا مسلمين أنتوا دماغكوا you Muslims you're عمل لك والله العظيم he's a Muslim himself that's an answer for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded earth, أدِّ ما عندك. Bring him back to me. The sea, أدِّ ما عندك. This will happen in the day of judgment. But Allah told us about it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him this question. Abdi, my slave, what got you to do this? Why did you do this? قال مخافتك يا رب. I'm afraid of you, يا رب. قال خذوه إلى الجنة. Take him to Jannah. Now let's analyze this hadith here. This man believes in Allah. He is fearful of Allah. But somehow he believes that there is no resurrection of the body if he does this. He believes that he scattered his ashes around, Allah is not good. He believes this. هو جاهل. He's ignorant. Now, I want to ask you, if anyone, this is unrestricted takfir here, if anyone who denies the resurrection of the body, if anyone who believes that Allah is unable to do something, kafir ولا مش kafir, the kafir will be 60 kafir. But this one is ignorant. He doesn't know. You're getting it? You see the difference between the two? That you may see somebody saying kuf, doing kuf, believing kuf, but you cannot rule that he's a kafir until you fulfill this. You make sure that he knows what he's doing. You can't. You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why he sent messengers. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. I'm not going to punish anyone until I send a messenger. رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْدِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Knowledge. وعند إخوة الحديث اللي هو الإيه؟ يعني I talked to you about المسلمين, the Muslims who accepted Islam right after فتح مكة. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving them the spoils of war. There is hadith Abi Waqid al-Laythi that when they were camping at night, they saw the army of the disbelievers from a distance. They used to have a tree, they would hang their swords on it, and they would go around it and يعني, get the barakah from the tree. يتبركون بها. A tree called that to Anwar. They came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. It's like the Muslims. Can we have a Christmas tree, Sheikh, like our neighbors? Can I please have a? That's what they did. Can we have a tree like them, Ya Rasulullah, please? What did the Prophet say? What did he say? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When we speak like the Sheikh, man is Wahhabi, fanatic, Salafi, Ya Allah. ما هو هو الحديث يقول لك Allahu Akbar. قلتم كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آله. He did exactly like Bani Israel. Bani Israel, Allah has saved them, just saved them. They saw the Pharaoh drowning. And as soon as they crossed Sinai to the desert, they saw some Bedouin having an idol and praying to the idol. So they went to Musa, can we have an idol like them, please? الشاهد يا إخوة, the important thing, that, and by the way, when we narrate this hadith, we don't say the companions, be careful, because some of the brothers, when they narrate this hadith, they go like, Ashab al-Nabi, they said this. But no. They were the people who recently accepted Islam, not Abu Bakr and Umar, not those who are well grounded in knowledge. No. فالشاهد, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم did not rule them to be kuffar because they are certainly ignorant. So this is number, what three condition? Four. Intention. What is the opposite of intention? A condition that you must intend to do it. Is doing things out of mistake. We have a beautiful hadith, اللي هو حديث الايه التوبه بتاع انس, that really explains this. اللي هو لله اشد فرحا من عبده بتوبه عبده من احدكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more joyful because of your tawbah than this man. Who is this man? Somebody who had to move from one place to another. And subhanallah, he happened to cross the desert. So he has all his household, all his belongings on the back of a camel. So he's traveling in the desert. In the middle of the desert, he got tired. He said, let me get some rest. So he went under the shade of a tree and he slept. But he did not tie the camel. So he woke up from his sleep. His camel is what? Gone. And by the way, all his livelihood on the camel, his weapon, his food, his... والله يا إخوة الحديث في مسلم حديث أنس في مسلم هذا بس في أحد طرق في السنن إن he did like Hajar in the desert. You know how Hajar did in the desert? Looking for the because if there is no camel, no what? خلاص بح لا life خلاص. He finally he said you know what? Let me go and under the same tree where I slept. خلاص نقضي يعني die. He went and slept. Subhanallah, he's opening his eyes like this. And guess what? He sees the camel with him. You know, one of the most joyful things that you, moment that you experience in Lawal E, the rizq min haythu la tahtasib. Do you expect the camel to come to you after you've been what? You cruised all, you scanned the desert. And now we sleep and the camel is right. It's like, you know, subhanAllah, when you lose something, yeah, and you keep you look all the house, every place in the house. Huh? Every place. And you say, man, I can find the thing. Huh? And they do like this. It's right there in front of you. هذا هو الرزق من حيث لا يحتسب. Subhanallah, we don't get excited when we receive a paycheck. We don't. You don't. But when you get what? A bonus. Bonus is a killer. Makes your day. Even though your paycheck is what? رزق من حيث لا تحتسب من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. You know? Then what he said? What did he say? What did he say? اللهم أنت ربي وأنا عبدك. Oh Allah, you are my Lord and I'm your slave. Is that what he said? He swapped. طب بالله عليك, if someone says to Allah, you are my slave, oh Allah, kafir ولا مش كافر? Kafir ولا مش كافر? ده ابن ستين كافر. وقعد يقول له ربنا انت عبدي. But he did it out of what? Mistake. هو مسلم. Even though he said something of disbelief, but he's a Muslim. يُحْكَمْ بِإِسْلَامِ. Why? He did it out of what? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ. He misspoken because of excessive joy. He made a mistake. You understand? So you have to make sure, you have to verify that this person is not doing this out of what? Out of mistake. The mistake here is a مُسَبْقِ اللِّسَانِ. سبق اللسان, that your tongue speaks يعني is ahead of your what? Of your brain. But there is also mistake out of interpretation. ولذلك هم لماذا لا نكفر عوام الشيعة التكفير المعين. Why don't we label the individual اللي هم الشيعة ده, why? Because they are guilty, they are victims of their scholars. ما هو all his life is brought up under what? The scholars who curse the companions. خطأ بالخطأ. This has اللي هو الخطأ بالتأويل. وكان في إخوة أحد الولاء أيام عمر, one of the أمير أيام عمر, his name is قدامة بن مضعون. He was drinking alcohol. فعمر brought him, yeah, why are you doing this? He said, I read the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وآمنوا ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين. As long as you have taqwa, you can eat what you want, drink what you want. This is how we understood the verse. تأويل, خطأ في التأويل. That himself has a misunderstanding of the verse, or he sits in front of someone like myself, that maybe I articulated something a wrong way and he misunderstood it. Or maybe I intentionally taught the wrong thing. فيعذر يعذر هذا. طيب. We're almost done. Number five. Two more and that's it. Number five. Doing this willingly. الإرادة. الاختيار. Which is against what? Being forced. الإكرار. So the person must do it out of what? Willingly. مختار. He's choosing to do it. He's not being forced. What evidence do we have? Ahsant. Ammar ibn Yasir. His father, his mother were killed in front of him. They caught him. They said, we're going to kill you like Yasir and like your mother. If you do not speak bad about the Messenger of Allah. If you don't say bad things about him. We're going to kill you like him. Come on, speak. He spoke. He's very upset. He went back to the Prophet ﷺ. Ya Rasulullah, they forced me to say this. Rasul ﷺ asked him, كيف تجد قلبك? How is your heart? قال, what is the, وقلبه? مطمئن بالإيمان. Filled with faith. You know what he said to him? إن عادوا فعد. If they catch you again and they want you to speak bad about me, about Allah, speak. Why? He's being what? Forced. بس يا إخوة, this particular subject now, يعني, the scholars came up with certain criteria. Because you can't just label every single thing to be forced, 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 forced. It can't be this way. They said, number one, the person who is forcing you is able to execute. Like somebody sitting on a wheelchair and he tells you, I'm going to kill you if you don't say it. You go ahead and do it? So he must be what? Able to do it. You understand? Also, you're unable to defend yourself too. Like somebody who's Abu Mansur, for example, huh? He threatens me. I can defend Bardu. If you can defend yourself, you don't have to do it. You're unable to defend yourself. Number three, you're certain that this person is going to really inflict harm upon you, whether long jail, or whether he's going to stop you from working, or so forth. When they couldn't, the damage is serious damage. Like, it's not like, okay, if you don't do this, I'm not going to take your party tonight. Huh? I'm not going to take you out for dinner tonight if you don't do this. What do you think about that? If you don't speak bad about Islam, you're not going to come to dinner with me tonight. Dinner, that's being forced. Dinner. I'm going to cut your hand, cut your finger, cut your ear. I'm going to bury you alive. That type of threat, inshallah. طيب يا إخوة. The last يا إخوة, condition is being able to. Being able to do the act, because a person may not be able to do the salah, for example, the way salat al-ajiz, he prays with his, now you don't see him praying because he prays with what? He must be able to be bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Like subhanallah, al-Najashi, yani we take an example in Najashi. Al-Najashi accepted Islam wala la'a. And he did not migrate. He did not learn a lot of things about Islam. Because he was believing in secret. If he would have disclosed his Islam, he would have been arrested, and all the Muslimin there would have been arrested. So he was unable to disclose his Islam or migrate to the Prophet ﷺ to learn about Islam. He did not learn a whole lot. Imagine when he died, didn't the Prophet call the Ummah, said, today a righteous man passed away, let's pray janazat al-ghaib on him. Sahih wala la'a? Sahih. He must be able to do this, inshaAllah. The last guideline, brothers and sisters in Islam, and the light went off, subhanAllah. Subhanallah, as if you're saying, ya Shaykh, ya'ani, you killed us tonight. The last, ya ikhwah, is All what we said about takfir applies to tafsir. That's why I'm going to say it in a minute. Tabdi'a, tanfiq, wal-la'b. Now those four. That you call a person a munafiq. You call him a fasiq. You call him what? Huh? Mubtada. Mubtada. Aw tal'anuhu. Or you curse him. Before you do those, like the rules for takfir, you must apply those. What is our evidence? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, he said, لعن الله الخمر وشاربها. Allah curses الخمر. What is الخمر? Intoxicants. And the one who drinks it. صحيح ولا لا؟ So this is general takfir, right? يعني general لعن. This is general cursing. Correct or not correct? طب when Abdullah ibn Himar, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, came intoxicated and they were executing the had, the flogging on him, some of the companions said what? لعنه الله. لعن معين هو. لعن معين. They are pointing at him. May Allah curse him. Curse him. He often drinks and comes to be flogged. What did the Prophet say? لا تلعنوا. Don't say this. Don't. فإنه يحب الله ورسوله. He loves Allah and His Messenger. Likewise, right here, when you call a person a munafiq, a kafir, a fasiq, a mubtadi', a la'n, you must follow the same exact guidelines بإذن الله تعالى. Finally, يا إخوة, if you establish the evidence against the individual by fulfilling these six conditions, removing these six obstacles, certainly this person can be ruled that he is a kafir, but who is in charge of executing the punishment? You and me? أعوذ بالله. The one who's in charge. The authority. Not the people. Otherwise, we turn this into a barbaric jungle. I rest my case. Bon appétit. جزاكم الله خيرا. I got you big time. I know this is a very long lecture, but I had a plan, alhamdulillah, and it succeeded. All of you, mashallah, you stayed. جزاكم الله خيرا. I don't know if you want to ask questions or not, but it's up to you. Yes, please. We can answer questions if you want, inshallah. But can I please make a request? Billahi alaykum, inshallah, I'll answer your question. Billahi alaykum, brothers and sisters in Islam, before you leave tonight, help One Message Foundation. Please. These brothers, they do a fabulous job in bringing me, other brothers to come and get the blessing, wallahi, of being with you. Wallahi, 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 I'd love to have you every night. And just the way that you're sitting like this, you know, students of knowledge like myself enjoy students like you. But, you know, there are a lot of expenses, you know. So please, yani, this is a call, a serious call. Please help them out. They have boxes out there. Make sure that you help them, inshallah. The brother is asking about Al-Quraniyin. That's the question, right? Al-Quraniyin. Like we say, whoever denies the sunnah of the Prophet is a kafir. No question about it. But for me to label a certain individual, ta'ala. Why do you deny the sunnah? Huh? He's going to answer you. You're going to find, first of all, he must be grown up. Huh? Above the age of puberty. He's not insane. Now, check his knowledge out. You're going to find out that he's ignorant. Or he knows, but he's insisting. So if you remove these obstacles, ignorance, that he's not doing this out of faulty interpretation, he's not being forced, he's not doing it out of forgetfulness, then khalas, kafir. Then you leave him alone, inshallah. But the execution should be left to the enemies. Now, okay, a question from the sisters. Yes, bring it, inshallah. So other questions? Yes, brother. Now, whoever says this is a kafir. The brother is talking about the belief of the Shia, and this is a belief, by the way, in their books, that originally Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came with the revelation, he intended Ali, but he made a mistake and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whoever says this is a kafir, but now for me to point to this mullah to say that ta'ala ya mullah, ta'ala hina min atka izzaya, tabgul al-kalam da, inta lasi' wa laya mullah, utakhdu khatwa khatwa, yani take him step by step and remove the obstacles, fulfill the conditions. Alright, a question from the sisters. There are some who like to say others are not on the correct manhaj or have the correct aqeedah, and create a lot of division. Is this is from takfir? You see, that general, and we know those brothers, ya ikhwa, subhanallah, may Allah guide them, wallahi. May Allah guide them. Wallahi, this is a big problem in the ummah right now. Subhanallah, and Philly is their headquarters. The problem with these brothers, quite frankly, is a lot of them have that gang mentality, that it's you know, it's my circle. If you're not, you know like George Bush, you know, remember when George Bush, the son, you know what he said? If you're not with us, you're against us. And this ideology is a corrupt ideology, wallahi. فَنَسْأَ اللَّهَ لَهُمُ الْهِدَايَةِ. Ya ukhti, that's not from the sunnah. Listen, there is no perfect scholar. Al-Ismah was buried with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what Al-Ismah is, right? Not making mistakes. Was buried with who? ولذلك الإمام مالك رحمه الله says what? كل يؤخذ منه ويرد. Everyone, you can tell him no. Because I can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. But here is the difference. If somebody sits and he speaks like myself, is he teaching his own ideology or is he bringing evidence? If the majority of his speech is قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ, that's somebody that you can listen to. There's no problem with it. But here is a testing place right here. Imagine I said something, I made a mistake tonight in what I taught. You go home, you know that Sheikh said this tonight is wrong. And you produce the evidence. And you come to me, Sheikh. Now, of course, you shouldn't do this in the Sheikh Karim. You messed up yesterday. You were so awful. Yeah, and you shouldn't be doing that. But you come in person, brother. Yesterday you said this and this. And this is the evidence. And this is the view of this Sheikh, of this Imam. What do you say? Right here is the testing ground. Brother, inshallah, I correct it. It's wrong. If you insist, then there is hawa. Then you're after now becoming the big turban, the Sheikh al-Akbar, Sheikh al-A'zam, film al-Hindi. But if you come and say, Jama'at al-Khair, brothers, yesterday when I was teaching this class, wallahi, yani, astaghfirullah, yani, I made a mistake. And may Allah reward one of the brothers if he doesn't want to know. Kada, 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 kada. This is the criteria that you look for in somebody that you want to learn the deen from. That's all. But you say he has to come bring tazkiya. He has to bring approval of the sheikh. And who is that sheikh? Huh? Why this sheikh? Not this sheikh. كلام هذا كلام يعني نسأل الله لهم الهداية رب العالمين. تفضل يا
Are the same guidelines for
Muslims
who are saying
act in act of kufr or kufra? Now, so the act can be an act of kufr. And we explain this. Not every act, not every statement, not every belief, اعتقاد, of disbelief, the three. If somebody says something kufr, so the act is act of kufr, but you cannot rule that the doer is a kafir until you fulfill the condition, remove the obstacles. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you can say that. And this is called the unrestricted takfir. This act is act of kufr. And whoever does this is a kafir, but he did not point finger. Before you point finger, you must establish the evidence. How do you establish the evidence again? Memorize those. You establish the evidence by doing what? Fulfilling the six conditions, removing the six obstacles. Yeah. Yalla. Fadl. Sisters. Okay. Fadl, fadl. Fadl, fadl. أهلا بالشيخ حمد الله على السلامة ما شاء الله شيخ جبالي ما شاء الله ماشي هخلص أو حاضر He's inviting me for dinner tonight. Allah Akbar. That's why I delayed his dinner. And I have to drive to Irvine tonight, inshallah. So, yeah, so two questions, ukhlas. I'm not really getting the essence. I can understand what you're saying, but I'm not getting what you're trying to. What are you after, Yani?
So it's a group of, I'm not going to call them Muslims or whatever,
we take from. So I think I got your. So the brother is asking. There is a verse in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ." We have not sent a messenger. We have not sent a messenger to a nation, but with their tongue to explain to them. First of all, to answer this, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of his particulars, which distinguishes him from the rest of his brothers, messengers before him, he said, I was given six things that no other messenger was given before me. One of them, I was sent to all of mankind. Now, here we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to school in Egypt. I used to have a teacher, her name is Samson. She used to teach me English. She used to tell me, I go to school in the morning. I used to learn English this way. Then subhanallah, I have no idea. I went to Cairo and I went to the British center and I put the headsets on and I learned in the lower Shara al-Aguza. We learned English. Then I became a tour guide. Subhanallah, I used to be a tour guide. This is the pyramids of Mish'arafi. I studied English. Subhanallah, just to sit like this and teach the knowledge in English. You ask me to teach in Arabic, I don't enjoy it much. Wallahi. This is how it's done, Yani. You got it? Okay. Sisters, please clarify rule number 4. And when is it okay to enjoy good and forbid evil? Okay, rule number 4. Do you remember rule number 4, Yaku? Huh? Oh, there is the knowledge of Islam. There is a brand of it which is known by necessity that everybody knows it. Like everyone knows that you have to pray 5 times a day. Everyone knows that you have to fast Ramadan. So the scholars label this to be known from the religion by necessity. Yani you cannot miss it. Now a lot of people use this as a premise to label others to be kuffar if they don't do this stuff. Now the rule says be careful, because knowing from the religion by necessity changes from time to time. Yani, and I cited Hadith Hudayfa. Hadith Hudayfa had towards the end of the hour. Yani, بعد النزول المسيح, after the Messiah comes back, comes down, after towards the end of time. People don't know about Salah. Maybe from a person to a person, there are people who did not get exposed to Islam. They were brought up, مثلاً, in a non-Muslim environment. Don't use this as a premise. You still have to verify the individual himself, inshallah. Yalla. Yalla. You need to have dinner, inshallah. Huh? Yalla, dinner, inshallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah, and please forgive me if I offended any of you.
And inshallah, if I don't see you in this world, in Jannah, inshallah, we'll see one another, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah, subhanakallahumma.